This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans may be sweating in some dangerously hot weather today. It may hit 105 in San Antonio, Texas today, 98 in St. Louis. A new mutation of the coronavirus is raising concerns. The AP's Jennifer King.
A contagious Omicron variant called BA2.75 is worrying scientists. It's gaining ground in India and has already arrived in 10 other nations, including the United States, the UK, and Canada. Experts say it spreads faster than other variants. It's too early to draw conclusions as to whether it will outcompete the BA5 variant or cause worse symptoms. The concern is that the mutations will allow this variant to get around immunity from vaccines and previous infections.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. and Japan are friends as well as allies. He met with Japan's prime minister today to express U.S. condolences following the assassination of the former Japanese leader, Shinzo Abe.
In his time in office, Prime Minister Abe did more than anyone to elevate the relationship between the United States and Japan to new heights.
The wildfire threatening giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park more than doubled in size in one day. Campers and residents near the fire have been evacuated. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeffrey Barlow says the heat is not helping.
Here in the San Joaquin Valley, we'll see temperatures above 100 degrees widespread. Up in the Yosemite National Park in the valley, we could see in the Yosemite Valley, we could see temperatures approaching that number. We're real concerned about those hot conditions for the firemen.
An upcoming hearing of the House January 6th committee is expected to examine ties between people in former President Trump's orbit and extremist groups. This is AP News. And the winner is Novak Djokovic. Novak Djokovic wins again at Wimbledon. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with his big Wimbledon win.
Novak Djokovic defeated Nick Kyrgios in the men's final at the All England Club. It's his fourth consecutive Wimbledon championship and seventh overall. The top-seeded Djokovic used his steady brilliance to beat the hard-serving, constantly chattering Kyrgios in four sets, 4-6, 6-3, 6-4, and 7-6. The victory raises Djokovic's career haul to 21 Grand Slam trophies. That puts him just one behind Rafael Nadal's 22, which is the most in the history of men's tennis. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A company spokesman says production of baby formula has resumed at the Abbott Nutrition Factory in Michigan, whose February shutdown over contamination contributed to a national shortage. And that's the latest. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.